Hi there. The word for today is, don't let fear stop you. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 6, Paul writes to Timothy and says, kindle afresh the gift of God which is in you. Don't let fear make you hide your talents and abilities. One Christian author puts it this way, God expects us to make the most out of what He gives us, to keep our hearts aflame, grow our character and personality, and broaden our experiences so that we'll be increasingly more effective. Paul told the Philippians, Philippians 1 verse 9, keep on growing in knowledge and in understanding. In 1 Timothy 4 verse 14, he writes, be sure to use the abilities God has given you and put them to work. And he writes to his spiritual son, Timothy, and he says, keep afresh the gift of God which is in you. When you don't exercise your muscles, they weaken and atrophy. And when you don't utilize the skills God gave you, the same thing happens. Referring to the servant who, because of fear, hid his talent in the ground, Jesus said in Matthew 25, verse 28, take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. You don't want that to happen to you, do you? So don't be afraid. Put your gifts and abilities to work, and they'll become enlarged and developed through practice. Nobody reaches full potential all at once, but you know what? With study, feedback, and practice, a good teacher can become a better teacher, and in time they can grow to become a great teacher. So stretch yourself. Learn all you can. 2 Timothy 2 verse 15 in the Message reads, concentrate on doing your best for God. Work you won't be ashamed of. Take advantage of every opportunity to develop and sharpen your skills. Remember, in heaven we're going to serve God forever, and we prepare by practicing here on earth. Like athletes getting ready for the Olympics, we are training for the big day. And that's the word for you today.